I'd like to call this meeting for the Public Works Committee with a possible quorum of the council to order Monday, May 7th, 2025. Any changes? Well, first off, we got Director Capping. We got Counselor Jameson and Counselor Thomas. Any changes to the agenda?
So the only change that I have is I added this resolution on your desk because the one that's actually in the packet referenced the previous employee manual. So we had to update it. It'll be in tomorrow's packet. It'll be the correct one. But today, I didn't get it till Friday after I was already gone, so just insert it now.
Can I get approval of the minutes for March 3rd, 2025?
Yes, they were good.
Second it.
Minutes passed. Do we have anybody online at all?
No.
Okay. Any committee members' comments?
Not yet.
Okay. Let's move on to the curb painting fundraiser.
Thanks, sir. So this is a request submitted to the Public Works Department from Stacy Johnson for a fundraiser for the JC softball field houses that they're building. The softball team at Junction City would like to do some curb painting of addresses as a fundraiser to help move that building forward and keep it going. So Stacy submitted the request to us to provide the address curb painting anywhere in town. Donations all go to that fundraiser for the field houses, and the homeowners would have a choice between white and black, maroon and gold, green and yellow, or orange and black. Public Works has no issue with this. If they want to do a little bit of curb painting for a fundraiser, that's fine, but it does have to go through committee for them to do it. So.
Do you have any questions?
They've done it in the past. I mean, I don't know if this was that particular group, but we've had them come through and it's like 20 bucks, pretty cheap.
Yeah. So she didn't say what they were going to charge, but.
No, that's a good deal for everybody.
Her request is attached, so.
And you had no issue with it? What about other vehicles with targets?
It'll just be on the curb base.
Okay.
It's not going to cause any issues.
So. Do they have to have any type of permit to do it?
No, they just have to have approval from the council.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay. What would you both like to do?
I recommend we move it on and let council look at it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move it on.
It'll be in there tomorrow night.
All right, let's get into the budget presentation.
Okay, so I guess, you know, this is the same spiel as last time. Every year we bring the draft budget to committee to get a couple bites at the apple. I guess the question is, do you want me to go over all of it again or just the two big changes that I made since last time we talked?
The big changes.
Okay. I figured that would be the case, but I have to ask. I'm happy to do it either way. So in sanitation page 4, if you look at, page 4. If you go to the page 4.5 is what I called it. There is a bunch of handwriting on the side. Currently we have a sanitation position open, and based on this year's projected outcome of the budget and the unappropriated ending fund balance falling so far, I had our new finance director go back and figure what this would look like if we didn't fill that position, to kind of make that deficit up a little bit until we can either do another rate analysis or whatever we decide to do. If you turn the page, there's a cleaner version of it that Christina gave me right before this packet went out. So instead of ending an unappropriated ending fund balance of $484,945, it's going to have an unappropriated Indian fund balance of $511,000. So we made up some of it by not, if we don't fill that position, which I'm not planning on filling right now. We will eventually need it, but this next current year, we don't need it. So I'm happy to answer any questions about that. And then the next big change is on page 7 of the sewer capital fund. You'll see under contract services where I raised that to $600,000, and that'd be for things like the smoke testing and other I&I projects that the city's required to do with the new MAO. So now those are the two major changes. The rest of them were just little minor tweaks from administration fees going up or down and really minor stuff.
I have a question that comes on page 6. Legal counsel, it says $10,000. Is that separate from our regular attorney?
Yeah, so anytime that the attorney does anything for me in the sewer fund, I pay for it out of the sewer fund.
Okay.
And the same thing in the water or streets.
I guess I just never noticed it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so far, the $10,000 has been able to cover it. So, we seem to do all right on those fees. Carrie is very good about returning stuff to me, but she does charge us for it, so.
Yeah.
I have a question, though. On the same thing on page 6.
Okay.
The preventive medical and OSHA, do we really spend that much money on?
Yeah, I actually upped it a little bit this year because we overspend it most of the time. So preventive medical and OSHA is anything that gets filled into the medicine cabinets, all the clothing I buy for the guys, the boots, the hats that we buy. So all that comes out of there.
Okay.
So yeah, it's pretty easy to gobble that up. And I put a good amount in each fund so it gets spread out. But, every year we have to buy shirts. Every 2 years we have to buy jackets. You know, we buy them a pair of boots, but they wear out eventually, so we end up buying those again. So,
well, that's a good deal.
Yeah. There was no other major changes. So I didn't know. I'm happy to go back through any of these funds or all of them if you want, but it just didn't have a lot of big changes in it. I had it pretty dialed in the last time I brought it to you guys. So. And then, of course, we start this on the 17th, the budget committee. So. You will hear it all again.
Under materials and services on 9. And I'm just curious because it says administrative charges. Is that your wages?
Yeah, mine, Jeremy's, Tiffany, Stephanie.
They all come out of that same thing.
So
I figure I've got to learn a few things before.
Yeah, that's also in all the funds. So there's an administrative charge in each fund to pay for the admin staff at Public Works. And we separated that out just like the PD did, so it was very transparent how much admin staff gets paid versus, kind of hiding it in the payroll. So,
anybody else have anything?
No.
Yeah, if you do come up with something, I'm gone the rest of this week, but I'm happy to answer the phone.
Say what?
You know me, I'll answer the phone, doesn't matter where I'm at.
Well, that's true. It's appreciated.
Yes. I send him pictures of the community. Our community page wasn't what I wanted to send him, but I sent him something that.
Yeah, I got a picture. Didn't mean much, but I got a picture.
I was like, I didn't notice it for a few days when I went back, and I'm like, it's funny, Gary usually answers.
I just thought maybe you're drinking that night.
I wished.
Let's move on to the job description updates.
All right, so this is a request for the Public Works Committee to review 8 job descriptions that have updated. So we've been working with the city administrator and Cascade Medical to do what they call a functional test. It's basically a physical test, because right now we just send guys in for basically a drug test. And with the jobs that we have, means that they're so physical, we've had a couple hires that said, yeah, I can do the job, but then they go to do the job and now all of a sudden my shoulder hurts or my leg hurts or my back hurts. And so we talked to Cascade about what kind of test we could run, and they call it a function test. I would call it a physical test, but we kind of went back and forth with some changes to the job description that they would like to see. Basically, what it boils down to is everything that on these job descriptions that's in red was always there, except for the poundage. They wanted a specific pound in there for them to be able to do the test and nobody to be able to come back and say, oh, you failed me because you were unfair and you made me push more weight than I was supposed to. All the job descriptions have the exact same changes in them, so they're all highlighted in red. The job description didn't change at all. I took them to the union, I sent them to the city administrator, and nobody has a problem with these changes. So you'll see where it says lift and carry up to 50 pounds. And then it'll say push or pull an object up to 75 pounds. And then under the work overall job strength, they wanted me to rate that as medium instead of heavy, because heavy is 100 pounds or more. So those are the 3 changes that were made. 4 changes, because there's one that says lift an object over your head weighing up to 25 pounds. And we're trying to make it realistic where people can still pass it, but it's going to pick off those things that somebody has a real chronic issue with.
Right.
So... it's one of the things the city administrator requested that I look into. We used to do this a long time ago, and I don't know why we ever stopped. I mean, when we hired Jeremy, he had to do this test. So when we stopped, why we stopped, I'm not so sure. If it just got dropped out of the new job descriptions when they got updated, I don't know. But you will notice they're all the same, and they're all highlighted in red, so everybody can pick them out. It's really pretty minor stuff. Like I said, all the language was there, except it used to say lift and carry heavy objects.
Now we have it narrowed down to exactly what they have to lift and what they're crying about if it's too much for them.
That way, if they can't do that, then we can fail them on that test, and you know, there's no legal issue with that. So.
I have a question on that then. If someone say they get hurt, do they have to go back through and get reevaluated again?
They go through the workman's comp process, and the workman's comp evaluates them at that point. So we had a couple. I still have one on workman's comp now, but we had one that was on workman's comp, and he was released to come back to work, and he just brought me all his stuff, and he goes, "It's just I can't do it. My body's breaking down, I just can't do it." So that's the one position I have open right now. We're not sure on this other one where it's gonna go, so. When they file a workman's comp claim, then SAFE gets involved and they go through the process with the doctor and they make sure that employee is able to actually come back either on light duty or at full strength. So.
That's the only way to protect yourself.
Right, and we wanted some way to protect the city so that if, one, we're not paying a bunch of workman's comp for a pre-existing injury.
Right.
And two, nobody can come back and sue us because the test was unfair. So Cascade was very adamant about having to have weight in there. We're like, okay, we'll give you some weight. So.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So, to go back to the budget, remember that I told you I put extra money in sewer and streets capital just in case we had a catastrophic failure or something. above what we need to spend. But other than that, not too many changes because of that. So, and I will cover that again whenever it's my turn to go through the budget with the budget committee.
Anybody have any more questions? Let's go up to the agenda forecaster review.
Yeah, so the only changes that I made in the agenda forecaster is adding it what we talked about tonight. I didn't make any other changes to it. My only other change was I'd updated the agenda for next month that doesn't really have anything on it yet. But if you guys would like to add something on there, I can. Or we can kind of wing it, see what comes up.
Do you have anything you want to add? Yeah, Tom?
Nothing. It's answered my question.
Okay. Any other business this evening?
The only other business that I wanted to mention to you guys before it comes out is Jason and I put together basically a newsletter talking about what a moratorium is and why it's in place and those types of things. I believe that's in your packet tomorrow for this review. So we're kind of looking at releasing that at the end of this month, probably getting that out there. The other thing that I've been working on, if you remember right, a while back you guys approved us to start working with a public relations company. And so we've been working on with that is some water projects that the city kind of needs to do if we can secure funding for that. And so we've been kicking it back and forth, and you know they're like, oh, you got this, and then on 26, 27 you're going to do this, and 27, 28 you're going to do that. Well, that's what we'd like to do, but unless we secure funding, we can't do that. So I've made them go back and put, once funding's secured, then we'll go do those things.
So they're going to help us make an announcement for...
Yeah, basically they've done a flyer, and what I'll do is I'll reach out to the chamber and probably the school and maybe like Jock with Lockmead, some of these people that are Bob Nelson,
who
everybody asks questions to for some reason.
He's
not even in the city anymore. But try and get that out with them first, and then we'll put the flyer out so that if people have questions, there's some people out there that already have answers. So
yeah, of course.
Our goal is to try and start getting information out about what's coming down the road here. So it's not a big surprise to everybody.
I guess I have another question that I should have asked earlier, but did you get a lot of people to put in for smoke testing for the bid?
None yet. So it's something that HVH is still working on putting together. So as soon as that's put together, we'll put it out. I know HVH will bid it because they do that. So they'll bid so what I've asked them to do is bid, put together something for either two things. One, for one of their people to work with my staff to make sure that we're documenting everything correctly and it's going to be what DEQ wants, and another staff member to work with whoever else bids the other stuff. So we're making sure that our engineer is in charge of both documentation. So we'll get a price for that, but I think they'll also probably bid one aside so they can actually do one of them, which would be fine with me. I don't care who does it as long as we get somebody to help us, because it's going to be a learning curve for us, and you know, once my guys got it, they'll move pretty quick. But we've never done it, so we'll start smoking up the town this summer, and we'll try and get that information out to you because we're going to get 100 phone calls.
The city, it's on fire.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
fire, and it came in the mail, and somebody said, well, look, they covered the phone number up with a piece of tape.
It'll be interesting because it, you know, there is a chance that it can, if your sewer's not vented correctly, that it could come up in your shower or someplace. And our engineers actually did it in another city where they put out the notice, they told everybody, they started the smoke testing, and some guy not wearing anything come running out of his house because he thought his house was on fire. So,
I'm on fire.
It does happen. So we're going to try and make sure we get enough information out there that, you know, hopefully we'll have an understanding of what's going on.
Smoke testing, I love it. We use ours every day. I mean, we smoke exhaust to see if there's any leaks anywhere.
Yeah.
Once we can detect it or see it, then we know where the leak's at. It's a hell of a way to test something.
I have a little bit of a hard time with smoke testing sewer line because I don't think it's the most efficient way to do it.
Right.
And I guess I'd be less upset about what they're requiring if that's all they were requiring. But now, as soon as I'm done with smoke testing, I have to go TV everything, too.
I was going to say, wouldn't that show you more than...
Yeah, the TV's going to show us way more.
Right.
So, I'm just going to exactly pinpoint where that's at. A smoke test is, yeah, there's smoke coming out of the ground, but...
Oh, you're chasing, you're chasing a rabbit.
The resistance.
Yeah, you're chasing a rabbit.
I've actually done a water leak where it was on the west side of the street coming up, and the leak was on the east side of the street. It just took that path across the street, and...
Yeah.
So, but we'll make it work. We've already got most of the stuff, a good part of the stuff TV. So we've got 9 TV, we've got phase 1 of the reserves TV. What else did they do? Oh, the Rosewood Basins TV. So we've picked off a good part of them already.
Right on.
Okay. Just had another, I had a thought. In one of these things, when you're doing like the moratorium or whatever, sending out the notices, and people complain about the water, but I think a lot of them still don't know about how it can be different from how easy it is for you to test the line from how, if somehow that would figure in, or would that make any sense?
Yeah, we could probably do something.
Because maybe it would be more...
Because this won't be the first flyer that goes out. You know, this is kind of just breaking the ice. And but yeah, we could probably do something. You know. If somebody has an issue, they think they have an issue, we don't mind going and checking.
So. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it usually puts them at ease. But I know we had a resident that called probably weekly. And was complaining about dirty water, and we go over there and we test it. It's clean, crystal clear. And so the lady comes out and she goes, I don't understand. You guys come and test it, it's clean, but then you guys leave and it's dirty. And Jason said, well, you know, when we come and test it, I put it in a white dish because that's the easiest way to detect if it's dirty. She goes, okay. So she goes back in the house, and Jason's loading up all his stuff. She comes back out, she goes, hey, I'm really sorry I've called you guys out so much. It's not the water, it's my dog dish.
It's brown?
We were probably at her house, I'll bet, 7 times. Like,
oh, did you not wash your dog dish?
Okay. Yeah, it just...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. So, you know, the stuff we do.
Well, you guys are appreciated for sure.
Definitely.
Does anybody have anything else? Council Thomas? Gary?
No.
All right. We'll adjourn the meeting at 6:54.
See you tomorrow.
Yep. I will not be there.
Fuck you.
Where are you going now?